On the trip back to North Carolina, Rhonda's legs are pretty tight against mine in the back seat. I wonder if Rhonda ever told Meredith about the time she and I went skinny dipping. One night I parked at the Club Oasis parking lot full of big locked out holes. There was a stage without a curtain and a row of empty socks. A member of the band, the Fieras, is setting up equipment.
Hi, I guess I'm the piano player.
Great, I'm trying to mark.
Right.
You work with the tape?
Oh, yeah, I've got a thing worked out.
Oh, that's great. Now, listen, you bring the other amp over there set up on the stage, will you? Now, get us a beer. They're free for the band.
My mouth opens. I am saying, no, thank you. My mother is saying, no, thank you. My Sunday school teachers, Mr. Stokes, Mr. Umstead, are saying, no, no, thank you, no beer, no alcohol. And the Bible, Jesus, Paul, Peter, Doubting Thomas, and God are all saying, no, thank you. But there is no sound, only the noise of a box sliding across the floor in the bar.
There you go, Mark. Oh, we're really glad you could make it. The young players are hard to come by, like some girl or something. Oh. That's good. Cold. Oh, I didn't ask you what you wanted. I hope Bud's okay.
Yeah, Bud's fine. Just a swallow, I think. I can just try it. Won't have to drink it all. Won't hurt me just to taste it. I can leave the rest sitting there. Just to taste. I look around the auditorium again, pick up the can quickly, put it to my lips, turn it up, back down. It tastes metallic, carbonated, cold, strong. Not so bad. Not so bad. It's all right. It's okay to taste it.
Good, huh? Well, that'll help you tickle the ivories.
At 10:45, we stop for our second break. I finished four beers. The very tip of my head is somehow dizzy. My eyes feel strained in a comfortable way, and my cheeks are beginning to numb. I scan for Rhonda, but don't see her. I think about the time she unbuttoned her blouse in the barn, just like she did with Meredith. Suddenly a hand is resting just above my left hip, one finger through a belt loop. I turn my head, look into Rhonda's eyes, speak from a dream. Rhonda, well, howdy. Good afternoon.
Howdy, Mark. I didn't think we was ever going to get here. I come with Snow Smith. Where's Meredith? He got his braces.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. I might need a ride home. I don't know yet. If I did, can I ride with you?
Oh, sure. That'd be fine, just dandy.
I'm going to sing in a band myself. I've already started. We've been practicing. We already got a piano player, though. Danny Driscoll. You know him?
Yeah, I know Danny.
Have you all played I Need Your Lovin' Every Day?
Not yet, but we're supposed to.
I love that song to death.
Oh, well, I'm not personally see it dedicated to.
You will?
Yeah. Sure will. What did you say your name was?
After the last song, the band members tell me I've done a great job. I see Rhonda come through the saloon doors with a beer in her hand, the rim of the beer can against her teeth.
Snowdy Smith said you are as good as Jerry Lee Lewis.
Well.
Got it, Todd. I could use a swim. Where'd you get them hubcaps?
I bought them.
Oh, they're snazzy.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I sit a little closer?
Oh, my.
God, Todd.
She leans over in the back seat and she rolls down the window behind me. Her breath moves steadily, warmly, heavily against my shoulder.
Oh, I wouldn't mind driving down to the pond and taking a little swim. How about you? Come on, Mark. It feels great. Come on, you big chicken. Drop your drawers and jump in.
I stand in my shorts while Rhonda, naked, side stroke through the water lit by the moon. Violet ripples spreading out from her body. I glimpse a dark nipple, and then, Lord, oh, Lord, she gets out and walks up close enough for me to see, in the moonlight. Goose pimples on her breast around those tight, standing nipples, and I lose my breath, thinking about Bridget Bardot and birth and death. She leans against me cool and wet. My heart pounds and pounds as I feel nausea and dizziness. And then I mumble and chicken my way out of everything but the drive home.